as we talk about the Beatles. Say a little Beatlesque kind of music.
Yeah, we can't play the song, but we can get close to it.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. And what I like about this is just, like, look, that chord change, beautiful chord changes, man, but a very popular, poppy, accessible kind of way.
Well, and the thing that made the Beatles so great in my mind is they would learn the one chord. Like, they would drive, you know, three cities away to learn from the guy who knew the one chord they didn't, because pre-internet, right? And so in a progression, like a 1-4-5 progression, they would throw a minor key in there, which made it, you know, it just took it to a different level. And now, you know, it's like kind of the way songs are written. It's like, yeah, let's do it like the Beatles would do it, you know. But there was a time that it was new and fresh and exciting.
Yeah, and I love the use of also in a standard progression, minor seventh chords or sus chords, you know, where it's just, that's like, ooh. Like, oh, what's his name? From Bread. Those songs, I know some people are like, Bread, Deacon, are you listening to Bread? Yeah, I listen to Bread. That's right, Yacht Rock. And the use of suspended chords in there is just they're beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel something. And the Beatles did that for so many. I mean, they're very popular. But, you know, I think what set them apart from popular music today is that their songs they're not formulaic.
Yeah.
You know, they kept growing and developing. But so many artists today, it's just cookie cutter, you know, it's just formulaic. And that's why I don't listen to a lot of it, to be honest with you. Just, I don't feel anything. It doesn't make me, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm waxing poetic about the good old days or anything like that, but still, you know, I love, even if it's contemporary songs that just make you just want to just feel something, like you engaged in it, you know, and I don't think the younger people writing these songs have had enough life experience to really, you know, write the kind of songs that were back in our era, you know. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting that you said that, because I had this very discussion with my 17-year-old, because she's a Swiftie and has always loved Taylor's music. And again, this is not a bash against Taylor in any way.
Yeah.
But she said, as Taylor has gotten older, she can't relate to her music anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, when she was 22 and you were 14, you know, like, you longed for the day of, yeah, I want to be 22. And now she's 32 and you're 17, you know, or whatever the math is. Like, I was like, it's different, you know, and she's engaged and in a different place than you are. It's just, you know, not like I grew into my love of like The Boss and Dylan and Willie and Waylon, like, because I understood where they were coming from. When I was a kid, I'm like, I don't know anything about being no cowboy. You know, it's like you have to grow into what the metaphors and, you know, the life that they were portraying in those lyrics. And you're like, wow, that hits different. And even you talk about like age of songwriters, even like a Phil Collins, who's, you know, finally being eligible for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, say what you will about what was happening in the 80s, but his lyrics, man, they were teaching us things. They were talking about hard love and, you know, all the things that didn't make sense. And you're like, man, yeah, I can feel those lyrics when we learned through those songs.
Yeah, I think some of the greatest songs are where an artist grows and develops and incorporates life experience and incorporates stress or anxieties or joy or whatever is going on, and they're writing about what's happening at that time. Because as a listener, as a fan, you're growing as well, and so you're going along with them on this journey of their life and experiencing it. So I mean, folks, again, not to knock any, like, Taylor Swift or anything, but she's not there yet. I mean, she's getting older, but her songs are not maturing.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, some of the artists, again, as you mentioned, they grew, they developed, and they took their fans along with them on this journey. I mean, it's like fine wine. You get better with age.
That's right.
You know, with age and experience, you just get better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the songs may not be, like, for example, I always talk about Queen because it's, like, my favorite band ever. You know, if you listen to The Game as opposed to Queen 2, you know, Ogre Battle, Fairy Fellow Masterstroke, those kinds of songs are very different from Dragon Attack and The Game. and Another One Bites the Dust, right? And yeah. those kinds of songs. But, you know, but if you listen to the lyrics, you listen to what's happening, the music, they're keeping up with the times, they keep with the changes, but still relevant and speaks to you, yeah. you know, in a language that you can understand because it's life.
Yeah, so true.
Awesome. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Siverus. You're listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Today we're talking about Help by the Beatles, one of the most popular and recognizable songs, and would love to hear from you today. You know, and so the question is, how has God been a help to you? How has God helped you through some difficult, challenging moments in your life? You know, and how have you been inspired to become a help to others, right? Jesus says, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And we love our neighbors through concrete actions that express the love of God. In the how have you been a help to others, and how has God been a help to you? Give us a call today as we walk through Help by the Beatles, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, as you're looking for ways to add to your decor during Lent or getting ready for Easter, St. Joseph with the Child Jesus statue is available in the religious catalog right now. It's Joseph gazing down on Christ, a very beautiful statue. Really, if you go to EWTNRC.com, you'll see it right away. Then you'll see the great deals and discounts that you can get on this literally over eight inch tall statue. Make it a part of your decor, your home, your garden, whatever you need. But find out more, of course, when you shop Catholic, remember EWTNRC, and we've got $75 or more with free standard shipping when you use the code word free. So EWTNRC.com.
All right. Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're talking about the song Help by the Beatles, and would love to hear from you today. How has God been a help to you? You know, Psalm 70, David says in the first line, "Oh God, come to my assistance. Oh Lord, make haste to help me." How has God helped you through difficult moments, through challenges in your life? How has He inspired you then to help others, to live out the Beatitudes, to really live out Christ's words, to love your neighbor as yourself by expressing that love through concrete actions in the lives of other people that really showed them the head, the hands, the heart of Jesus? Would love to hear from you today as we walk through Help by the Beatles, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So, I mean, I'm sure you can fill in more of this, Ace, but I know Help is the fifth studio album by the Beatles. It was released in 1965. It just gives you, so you think 65, now when I think of the Beatles, I thought 65 was like, oh, okay, they're getting started, but that's their fifth album.
Yeah.
By 1965 already.
Well, yeah, because in the way things were done then, if you could get a single on the radio, that was a big deal, but they had their four or five songs per album, and then they did covers through the rest of it to fill in the 10 or 11 cuts, and there was usually a UK version and then a US version. Sometimes the tracks would be in different sequences, but once they got into a rhythm of really, they were in the hotels nonstop for pretty much 11 months out of the year, probably, they were in a place where they were writing constantly. They had been writing together since they were 14. So by the time that fifth album hit, like literally, well, really anything from the first album on was hit after hit. But I love it from the perspective of that it shows how much they grew through their own experiences. And again, usually whoever was singing is the person who dominantly wrote it. And then the other band member, so in a John and Paul situation, would give them like little things. Well, what if you change this line? Or if John wanted to change it, Paul would say, no, leave it, or vice versa. Like it was just those little things, but it was always a collaborative effort. And then, of course, you got George trying to squeeze his one song per album in there. You know, that's a whole nother playlist edition. But in that, they both could identify with a song like this and with the songs of that era, because you're only, what, one or two albums at this point away from them taking a break and they're done on the road. You know, once all of the controversy and everything over, you know, John saying that they were more popular than Jesus, it just made things crazy. And, you know, as someone who lives in Birmingham, I'm constantly reminded is the burning of the Beatle records. And, you know, thank you for that. But all of that to say, for the time and where it was, it makes sense. I get what was going on. But thinking about the impact after JFK was assassinated, and then the first thing that got people excited and where they felt like there was something to celebrate was a band, a British band, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And they were singing about our lives, and they were singing songs that we could relate to. And of course I say that like I was in the 60s, yeah. But it was the music for me when I was coming out of high school that I easily gravitated to, because the Beatles spoke the rawness of what it was like to just be human. And, you know, especially John's solo stuff, like it was just angry, and he was working through his stuff, but he was getting it out in a creative outlet. And I know what that feels like. I was just writing poetry at that time in my life. But as I transitioned into songs, that's where it came from. It was that inspiration. And you start a song that's, I need somebody, help, not just anybody. You know, I need someone, help. And the whole band, help, you know.
Yeah.
We know those people around us are like, I get it. And he's, can we get some help in here, please?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's almost like a prayer, you know.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, as we tied into the faith, you know, that's that cry for help. You know, David does that in the Psalms.
Yeah.
You know, some of the Psalms just start out just like just outpouring of asking God for help. You know, and what's interesting, now this was also a movie, right? Wasn't it like a film or something? This was, or at least some of these songs were part of a soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah, from Hard Day's Night, pretty much every album coincided with something, because they had created, again, for art students creating music, why wouldn't there be a visual aspect? So before there was MTV, before there was the Monkees, we had the Beatles. All this stuff all started from right there. But the great thing is the visual in this day and age, I think, is what keeps their music alive, is that you see the visual of what they were creating, whether it made sense with the song or not, you know, or whether you got the joke because it was more British humor than American humor. You know, I think that's what made them so great. They were just so likable, and the things they were doing, whether it made sense or not, it was just fun.
Yeah, that's so true. And this album was actually one of my favorites by them, actually, because in addition to Help, right, which was, again, very one of the most popular and identifiable songs by the Beatles, Ticket to Ride was also on this one.
Yeah.
You know, and also Yesterday, right, a beautiful song. You know, the Beatles, man, made a huge impact. And that's the thing. When we ask God for help, we can also make an impact in the lives of others.
Amen.
All right. Beacon of Truth Playlist episode, we're talking about the song Help by the Beatles. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986. About the Beatles today, but of course we can't play any Beatles songs.
No,
but we can play some that sounds like from that era, though.
That's right. Well, and a lot of these bands, I mean, you could even go back to early Bee Gees, like before they were late 70s,
yeah.
You know, took over with discotheques. Like all of their early stuff was very Beatlesque.
Yep. One of my favorites from that era is "Run to Me" by the Beatles. Love that song. Love the chord changes, the vocal arrangement. Oh,
yeah.
Man. It's just, love songs like that. That is awesome.
Yeah, everything that came out of that Mersey beat stuff from the UK was, you know, you had Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Stones. I mean, there's so many great bands. And a lot of times the albums were great, but they only had the one hit. The Beatles were very meticulous about, we're not going to America till we get a number one. And once they had a number one, then they came over. They were on Ed Sullivan. They saw the crowd when they got out off the airport. Like, they're like, okay, clearly something's going on here. And they didn't even realize that it was for them. So.
Yeah. Shea Stadium and all the other things they did. Madison Square Garden, just amazing, amazing. I'm Deacon Halbert. Sirius listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're talking about the song Help by the Beatles and would love to hear from you today. How has God come into your life to provide help and assistance for you? Maybe he helped you through a difficult challenge or a difficult moment in your life, difficulty in your marriage, maybe with your children, maybe with your job, maybe in another relationship, maybe with your parents. And how has God also blessed you and inspired you to be a help to others? You know, we live out Jesus' words, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. We love our neighbor by exercising concrete actions which deliberately express love. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
I want to give a quick prayer request out for our friends at Siouxland Catholic Radio. They're going to be kicking off their spring pledge drive coming up on Tuesday. So as you live in that area, or maybe you have downloaded the app, found them as one of your options to enjoy the programming there in Sioux City and Storm Lake, Iowa, you can, of course, support them. Every little bit helps. So as I like to say, there's one big pitcher and everybody just has to do their little glass full. So get your juice glass ready and fill that up with your best gift of support. And, of course, we'll be praying for them as a part of the EWTN radio family.
Ah, there we go. All right, my friends. Beating the Truth playlist episode, the song Help by the Beatles, one of the most popular songs off a great album, which also included Ticket to Ride and Yesterday, among the other hits on that album. But we're talking about help today. And the question is, how has God come in to give you help and assistance, maybe through a difficult, challenging moment in your life, with a marriage, with a child, with a friend, maybe your parents, maybe something at work. How has God come into your life to provide that help and assistance that David calls for, like in Psalm 70? Oh, God, come to my assistance. Oh, Lord, make haste to help me, as he says in Psalm 70. Or how about this, Psalm 69. Save me, oh God. For the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. What? Come on, man. How has God, listen to David. So how has God called you, helped you in your life, helped you through a difficult moment? And how has maybe that help that came from God inspired you to be a help in the life of others, to live out Christ's words, to love God and love your neighbor as yourself through deliberate, thoughtful, concrete actions of love. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So we looked at the first verse there. I need someone, not just anyone. You know, I need help, someone help. Just that outpouring, that crying out for help.
Yep.
And of course, we're going to look at the lyrics, but let's take Andrea is calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Andrea, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi there. Hi, Beacon.
Hello. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to share my reflection on your prompt there of how do we God helping us in those moments. And I'm a hospital chaplain, and just today alone, it was beyond words, the ways that God was able to show up and help me throughout the day. I was faced with a lot of really difficult moments and people who were, you know, really suffering at a hospital. And it was feeling so overwhelming and impossible, which it often feels like. And I just kept throughout the day inviting God in and saying, God, I need you here. Jesus, I need you here. Show me the way. Show me the next right move. And the way it all unfolded today in particular, every day, but really in a powerful way today, is just, I can't even put it into words. He was so clearly showing up. And in others, and I'm just so grateful that he showed up to help and allowed me through him, no, him through me, sorry, to be a help to many today.
Oh, beautiful. What a wonderful witness. And, you know, and there's not a coincidence, but a God instance, right? that the kind of day you had today coincided with us talking about this song by the Beatles called Help, you know, and how you responded, how God showed, again, working through you. Again, Andrea, you're the instrument and God is the musician who's using you. And the gifts in cooperation with the grace of the sacraments, particularly to be of help and assistance to others. That's what it's all about. It's not about this culture. You worship the God of me, myself, and I. You know, the radical individualism, subjective humanism, moral relativism, all about me, me, me. No, it's about a gift we can be to others. And I hope that this song by the Beatles inspire others to cry out to God for help so that God can help you. So that you can be, so it's not just dealing with your situation. He's helping you so that you can also pass that along and be a help in the life of others, as you so beautifully demonstrated, Andrea, with your wonderful call. And we'd love to hear from you today as we talk about the song Help by the Beatles on this Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Would love to hear from you. How has God helped you in your life so you can be a help and a gift to others? 833-288. EWTN, that's 833-288-3986. You know, just Asa, these next few lyrics here, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. You know, that youthful arrogance. The cockiness, like college students. You know, I worked as a police chief on a college campus for 11 years, and the students just think they're invincible.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about death. Their lives are just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I'm invincible. You know, I can drink as much as I want. I can do whatever I want. Da, da, da. And, and the Beatles express that kind of youthful arrogance and bravado in the beginning of the list. But then it says, but those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so self-assured. And I've changed my mind. I've opened up the door. Oh, now with a little bit of life experience, you begin to see things differently.
Well, yeah. And I mean, my wife and I were having this discussion even this morning. And, you know, there are certain things that you face for the first time the older you get. And you're like, well, who's going to help guide me through this? You know, do I have to lean on the church? Am I leaning on family? Am I going to a friend? Is this a Facebook post asking for help? But I mean, in a day and age of social media, I feel like I see that more than not. Hey, I need somebody to do this for me, or I need a contact for such and such. Does anybody know anybody that works over at this place? And there's always, but again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. If there's something we're going through, somebody's already been there 5 to 10 years ago, and they're glad to go, yeah, here you go, here's a number, or hey, you know, message me and I'll give you information, or whatever it is. And that's the thing about John, is that if you literally look at his lyrics from the beginning of the Beatles through his solo, you watch him evolving and processing abandonment from his parents, the loss of his mom when he was 16. Like, there's tons of things going on in his life. And we all have that thing. We're like, no, yeah. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Psh, no, that's not true. It happens to you, for you, and then for someone else, because now you get to help someone else.
Yeah, and I try to emulate that in my speaking. You know, I very, very, very much approach what I do like a musician. I mean, in almost every single aspect is no different than a musician writing a song or going on tour to make those connections with people, sharing life experience. I do that all the time. And in that way, I'm a musician in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of us have to find the right chord, you know, to play in our lives as well. All right, Beacon of Truth playlist episode. I'm Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, along with my producer, Ace McKay, talking about a great song, Help by the Beatles, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jim is calling from Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jim, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi, Deacon. Thanks so much for taking my call. You know, while I was on hold, I started thinking of so many more things I wanted to say to you.
Go ahead, my friend.
I know your call screener asked me what I wanted to talk about, but let me just recommend to you to add to your song list a song by Roy Clark called Yesterday When I Was Young.
Oh, I like man. That dude could play guitar, man. Completely underrated as a player. Yes. I really like Roy Clark. Oh, thank you for that suggestion, Jim. Appreciate it very much.
That'd be a great show too. All right, so Help, of course, was from the movie Help, right? Mm-hmm. Of the same name. Yeah. So if you haven't seen any of those youngsters out there who haven't seen that movie, I'm 65, so I remember, you know, seeing it back in the day. They should go watch it. It's a fun and silly movie. But to your question, you know, how has God helped me when I was young and very wayward and uncertain about life and what it's all about? My father, God rest him, he said, I know of a place that you could go that'll teach you who you are and why you're here. And my eyes lit up. I said, that's exactly what I want to know. And so he knew somebody who worked at the very young Christendom College. It was just starting off back in the 80s. And anyway, long story short, I ended up going there for three semesters. I wasn't not a great student, but those three semesters at a good, solid Catholic college were enough to answer the two questions. Who am I and why am I here? And that is God dramatically changed my life with just that little bit of catechism and education at a good, solid college, surrounded by good kids who, you know, lived good lives, came from good families. And so I recommend, now I work with youth, and I recommend to everybody, even if they have no plans of getting a four-year degree, I tell them, well, you should at least do 2 years, if you can, or a year and a half, at a good Catholic college, because I do work with Catholic kids, to help answer that question. You know, who
yeah,
are
I
you
love
and
that.
Why are you here?
I love that, Jim. And you're right. Those are the question that the human heart and the human soul long for answers for. And that's why, ultimately, atheism is completely unsatisfying. Now, yeah, they had their day after 9/11. Daniel Dennett, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, the four horsemen of atheism. Oh, they had their day. And so many people were, you know, moving toward atheism. And then Bishop Barron comes in, you know, and others come in. Trent Horn from Catholic Answers and mounted a... an onslaught against, and so yeah, they had their day in the sun, but now we see people in droves coming into the Catholic faith. Why? Because the Catholic Church can answer the deepest questions and longing of the human heart. When you look around at a culture, you see all the confusion, you see all the lies, you see, and people want truth. And that's what the Church has offered. So I love that idea, Jim. Almost like in some countries, before you can begin, like after you finish high school, before you can begin your life, you have to do 2 years of military service. Singapore, Israel, other places, you're required to do military service for 2 years. Maybe we should have kids go to Catholic school. All Catholic kids go to Catholic school for 2 years, you know, or something like that. Maybe we'll see a more dynamic and engaged church, you know, with regard to the culture. So I love that. Thank you so much for that. Awesome call, Jim, and we'd love to hear from you on this Beacon of Truth playlist episode as we walk through Help by the Beatles. How has God helped you through a difficult challenge or a difficult moment in your life? How has that help inspired you to be a help to others? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Greg is calling from Albany, New York, where I just was up in that area not too long ago, listening on Sirius XM 130. Greg, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Deacon, how are you? It's Greg from St. Pius. I emceed the event. You were up at our church a few weeks
ago.
Oh,
yes. That's
yeah,
right.
You were fantastic, and I know that your listeners who have heard you either daily or one of your talks would agree with me in that statement. It was just fantastic, and just so you know, not blowing smoke, the parish is still talking about the impact that you had. So we're really thankful up here for your presence and what you do on a daily basis. Now, there's something I just wanted to run by you and your audience just to try to promote some encouragement and some faith and hope and love. 45 years ago this year, my mother passed away of breast cancer. okay? I'm one of eight kids. I have four sisters and three brothers. I was seven at the time. My father never remarried. He never drank, smoked, hit us, yelled, put us through school, married off my daughters, or my daughters, my sisters. And we have an 83-year-old auto business in Albany, and he still comes in every day, and he's 87. When our mother died, he circled us together and said, we will get through this with three things: love, teamwork, and humor. And we have. And what I wanted to say to you and your audience, that's really important. Family is a huge, we're perfectly imperfect, right? All of us as families and people. Our father still talks to all eight of us every single day. So we are blessed with that. And that empowers us to have a sense of trust, foundation in the way of what this world is, can be upside down, but it gives us grounding to have that. And in turn, we treat the world around ourselves that way. So there is safety with that free communication, and there's ultimately love that's behind that. So I just wanted to share that with you and your audience to hope, you know, give and keep you all in our prayers and keep you in our prayers to continue this great journey that you're on to empower people and bring people back to Christ.
Wow. Thank you so much, Greg. I very, very much enjoyed my time with all of you there. And, oh, man, what an inspirational call. See, Ace, this is why we do shows like this.
Yeah.
For calls like Greg's, you know, what a beautiful testimony and witness to the power of God's love. Because we're all part of God's family. Yeah. And just like his dad rallied the troops around to, you know, together, and God is trying to do that with all of us, to bring us together in the one body of Christ, you know, as our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, I think if any and all dads could adopt that love, teamwork, and humor, I think that would help us to navigate our kids through the tough years and the peer pressure opportunities, and when social media is a little too much or applying to colleges is stressful and overwhelming. It's just, I think that as dad, we need that help. I always used to love as a kid when my dad would take me to like men's prayer breakfast, like on a Saturday morning, because obviously I got to eat whatever I wanted. But all of that was hearing wisdoms of other men and them talking about things in life. Now, a lot of it didn't make sense, but little nuggets like that is how you find, okay, so you've been where I'm at, or you're going through the same thing at the same time. And, you know, and I always used to say, you know, have someone that's 5 years in front of you, so that someone's there to kind of coach you through what you don't know. And then make sure there's at least someone 5 years behind you so that you're mentoring someone. So as we talk about that cry for help and needing it, while we need it, we also need to be engaging, but being as my word of the year, be intentional about the help you need also is the help you give.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. We're talking about the song Help by the Beatles today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Let's go to Amy calling from Overland Park, Kansas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Amy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, hi, Deacon. I, too, have heard you speak. You spoke at my parish 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, that's a while ago. Well, I'll be back in Kansas, actually. I'll be on a speaking tour with Dr. Marcus Peter. We're doing a speaking tour through the Midwest, through Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. And we'll be stopping several places in Kansas. So, yeah, looking forward to going back.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm a convert, the only one in my family who is religious of any sort, found the Catholic faith through my husband. So God has helped me in a million ways, but this is the most, this is a crazy story. My mom had a 20-year battle with rheumatoid arthritis. So my family is all very liberal, all very do what you want, you know, very secular. Mom had a 20-year battle with rheumatoid arthritis. It's December of 2020. She is in hospice care, and she is in the hospice house where she can have all of two visitors total, not at a time, because of COVID. she wants nothing more than to go home. She had already decided that she was, she had been entertaining for about a year assisted suicide, which is legal in the state that she lives in. There's nothing we can do from a distance. We can't visit her. We can't get there. We can't see her even if we get there because of COVID and the lockdown. So I am, it's during Advent. I'm increasingly despondent. I'm in the chapel one day weeping with God and just at the bottom, asking him to please help this not happen. Help her not kill herself and help her die naturally. And my phone rings, and it's my mom, and she says, oh, I just heard from your husband, and he said, you're going to move here and take care of me. And I said, he did, and she says, yes, he did. So 2 days later, we were on a plane to Vermont. We got her out of the hospice house. We got her home. We had 53 days with her before she died of natural causes in her home with her family around her during COVID, which was a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a beautiful testament. See, again, the theme here is the family. Mm-hmm. You see? And these are the kinds of things that we need to do, you know, because we're all part of God's family. And I'm sure God was smiling for him. Like, see, guys, that's what I'm talking about. This is what it means to live our faith. This is why I gave you the sacraments, to give you the grace to be able to do what Amy and her husband did for her mom. You know, I mean, this is how we actually put our faith into practice. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and it also shows that it's the family against the world. It's not us yep. against each other. So that then when we go out into the world, we're so frazzled that we don't feel like we can trust or lean on to anyone. So asking for help, you know, there was generations that never, you know, you just brushed that stuff under the rug or you just dealt with it yourself because you're the man of the house or that's what moms do or whatever it was. And we now live in a day and age where I think the open communication is that it's all of us working together for the good of the family.
Exactly. I love it. I think we got time for Bob, our last call today, calling from Olympia, Washington. Listen on Sacred Heart Radio. Bob, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, thank you for am I talking over you?
No, ahead. Go ahead. We got like just a couple minutes, though, Bob.
Experience that I'd like to relate to speak very well with asking for help and finding that God is listening and gives us help in a way we're not ready for. As in the prayer of St. Francis, I was boldly singing, make me a channel of your peace. And peace being, you know, his love is what I need help in sharing with others. And I could no longer sing after voicing that to the Lord. He responded by making me weep and cry and gasp for air. And I had to sit down. My legs were shaking so bad I couldn't stand. But unraveling that God so much wants me, of all people, to be a channel of his love. And I can't do it without his help. So help becomes dependent on, am I ready to let go and let him help me? I've been in charge of myself for a long time and wasn't ready to be humble and to surrender until I had to sit down with God's presence resting on my shoulders telling me I'm to be a channel of his love. And so the new commandment that he gives us, to love as he loves, experiencing his love, far surpasses the love that I was giving. So yes. Moving from where I was at. Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. Love that. All right. Tomorrow, my friends, Beyond the Pulpit, Catholic Podcasts and Media. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central, EWTN.com/radio. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.